Dublin Zoo has confirmed that a fourth elephant has tested positive for the virus that's been affecting the herd there. Two elephants have already died. Jerry Creighton is a former operations manager at Dublin Zoo, and he's been giving me his assessment of what's been happening there.
This is a global issue for elephant healthcare. Many zoos around the world, elephants in the wild, elephants in managed situations carry the virus. Unfortunately, like, we've had positive cases in the past when I was operations manager of the zoo, and we were able to treat it and the elephants successfully. But there's different strains evolving, you know, all the time. There's 5-6 strains of this deadly virus now. And unfortunately, we lost two elephants, you know, with Zinda and Avani, because they were young. And what is known about the virus, that it has less impact and less effect on older elephants as their immune system has become more developed over the years. So, you know, the virus is shed intermittently. It's shed through mucus in the trunk, and then depending on the animals, the age, some are more vulnerable than others. But as I said, it's very, very much a global health issue. Elephants in Houston Zoo, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Chester Zoo, zoos I've worked with all across the world have had cases of it. It's a hemorrhagic virus that attacks the blood cells and pours blood and proteins and antibodies into the vital organs like the heart. But hopefully, like, you know, on a positive note, the elephants at the zoo that are positive at the moment are older, and hopefully their immune system is able to cope and they're clinically well at the moment, which is, you know, was a very, very positive sign. But it is devastating. And yesterday, interestingly enough, the first vaccine was trialed on a 40-year-old elephant in Houston Zoo. Dr. Paul Lee he's a human virologist, has actually been working on it with the Houston Zoo for many years, and Chester Zoo is also about to trial a vaccine. So, you know, we are more optimistic for the future, but it's been a devastating blow for the Dublin Zoo team, who have put an incredible amount of resources, have such international support to try and do everything they could for the elephants that are in their care. But it is devastating the impact it can have if the elephant's, you know, immune system is not up to the level to fight the virus when it attacks.
I was wondering also about the impact on the surviving elephants, because we know that they're very social creatures. After all, they mourn their dead.
Absolutely. I mean, I was lucky enough to be there and see all these elephants, 9 elephants born over a decade at Dublin Zoo. One of the most beautiful sites, because we had created something very special in the zoo, where allowed elephants to be elephants without human dominance or human control, where they could flourish, where they could invest in one another, mothers, daughters, sisters, you know, relations all together. And beautifully, 9 times we've seen new life stumble to the new floor, to the sand floor, excitement, all the young females being pushed forward during the birth process. They have this unique empathy with one another. They recognize 300 individuals. They care for one another. They nurture one another. So, of course, it's going to have an impact.
Because, as you say, this has happened in zoos in several places around the world, I suppose some people will be wondering, is captivity the right place for an elephant?
Captivity, these are very genuine questions that people need to ask. But is the wild any good anymore for elephants? Even in the wild, you know, they're managed now in Africa. There's less than 40,000 Asian elephants left in the world. Zoos are making, you know, huge strides for keeping these particular species, understanding their biological needs, their biological resources that need to be invested in to keep them. They're an endangered species. The African elephant, every 15 minutes of every day, there's an African elephant butchered for its ivory. You know, zoos are, and I've seen many, many ways, and the Dublin Zoo program in particular resonated throughout the world and copied, because we designed with the elephant's biology in mind. We've done scientific studies to show that they were sleeping, foraging, exercise, motivation, movement, that was all comparable with wild elephants. Now, let me say this very clearly. I would love to see a day where we don't need zoos, but that's not the reality of how it's going to happen. And as a passionate zoo person, I understand the work that they're doing.
And that was Jerry Creighton, who's the former operations manager at Dublin Zoo.